It is Hank FM, and the following are just examples of...
This is why we can't have...
Nice things.
Nice things.
Those that make us say, what?
What?
Outside of the Watt Arena. We start in Morgan County, Alabama. I've never been there, but this was. A truck driver recently lost their load, and it spilled all over the highway there in Morgan County, Alabama. He was hauling an above-ground swimming pool.
Oh!
And for some reason or another, felt that it should have been completely full during transport. Luckily, what? Nobody was injured, and it was cleaned up shortly. This is not an approved version of
Will It
Flow.
No.
That is not how you do it. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Everyone's got a side hustle these days, but when it comes to committing crimes, you may want to find other work. Courtney Shaw did not get the memo and is accused of stacking items at the Walmart checkout to steal at the store 98 times in just 2 months.
Whoa.
So she'd walk in, ring one up, and have a whole bunch of goodies that she'd never pay for. Mm. Allegedly, the total racked up to $943. She's now facing a variety of charges and has lots of time to sit there and think about what she's done.
Yeah.
Because she's also been put on leave from her job as an assistant principal of a school.
That's not good for the kids right there. Although, 98 times... She got to 100. That one would have been free. No, shame. You're a teacher.
Shame.
You're a teacher.
Shame.
And then shame on anybody who tries to steal bacon. And that is what happened there at a grocery store in Northeast Philadelphia. As a man there recently stole a very large amount of bacon. They're not saying how much, but from a ShopRite grocery store in Northeast Philly. Well, they got him. They cuffed him. They didn't evidently retrieve all the bacon. And the way they know that is while they were talking to the store manager and the grocery store people, he escaped from the back of the police car and ran off with his hands still cuffed behind him. Authorities are urging anyone with information to contact the Philadelphia police. They have no idea where he is. But worse for that guy, his hands are behind him. He can't eat the bacon.
Dum, 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 dum.
Caden Breeden needs to do something with his life besides sit around and play video games all day. And he's got the lawsuit to prove it. He slapped the creators of Fortnite and Minecraft with a big, fat, pending legal action, claiming that they create their games to be downright addicting. And now he wants to be paid as a victim for pain, suffering, and medical expenses.
Of which he will then take that money and buy new Fortnite skins.
Dum, 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 dum.
Well, they say, you know, if you get into business, you want to create your own marketplace. Create your own demand. And this guy did. 24-year-old dude in Missouri is facing charges after he sold the same two cars multiple times on Facebook Marketplace. See, what he would do, Mamadou Diallo is his name. Kind of like that.
Mamadou?
Yeah. But he don't. He shouldn't have, at least. So what he'd do is he'd sell one, and then he would go steal it, and then sell it again. He did this a couple of times. At least 8 different people. And it was all centered around a 2013 Honda Civic. The people would pay cash.
Slick ride.
Yeah, and they seemed to get a legit title for the car, but then, usually the next day, mysteriously, it was stolen.
Oh, dang it.
Finally, they got the guy, and that very much, how can you, I mean, if this guy ever gets out of the 14 felony charges he's up to 98 years in jail, there's some dealership out there that needs to hire this guy for selling a 2013 Honda Civic 8 times.
Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum.
Wow.
One more time for our friends in the back. Yeah. It's never a good idea to get an invasive operation at a lash and nail studio.
Hmm.
A 46-year-old woman in New York City was excited, presumably, about her Brazilian butt lift that was performed by one Nargiza Chukurova.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Despite the fact that Miss Nargiza is not a physician. As you can imagine, this did not end well. The lady then had to undergo 12 more surgeries to fix the damage.
Mm.
And the wannabe surgeon has now been arrested.
That's a lot of lifting. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, let's head to the lovely Potomac River. Right around Virginia, Maryland. And 40 million gallons of untreated sewage spilling into the Potomac daily.
No.
And it's going on as we speak right now. At this point, it's enough to fill about 66 Olympic-sized swimming pools for this geyser of non-potable, nasty water flowing into the Potomac. Now, this is a collapse of a sewer line carrying wastewater from Virginia and Maryland. Drinking water, not effective, but it's still super gross. Now, the thing is, it's also bubbling 2 to 3 feet in the air.
Oh, my gosh!
Yes. In 2024, the Washington Post ran an article saying that they may allow swimming in the Potomac soon. Because it's been illegal since 1971 due to high levels of bacteria.
Yummy.
Things were improving, not anymore, so... I guess we should have saved some fungal cream for them, huh?
Yeah, I don't think that's...
Dum, 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 dum